Kelly Mir says she's seen the damage distracted driving can have on a life.
My friend Anthony Bronco lost his life to a distracted driver in 2014. He is missed dearly to those who knew him, and his death serves as a grim reminder of the damage distracted driving creates when left unchecked by the community and its government.
That's why she says upgrading Florida's texting while driving law is important. Currently, it's a secondary offense, meaning a driver has to be pulled over for something else first, like not wearing a seatbelt. The bill is sponsored by Democratic Representative Emily Slosberg, who sponsored several driving safety bills.
As a victim who was almost killed in a car crash and who lost a twin sister in a car crash, I don't want another family to go through what my family went through. According to a recent study, 92% of us drive and text in the last 30 days. Everybody does it. It's a culture on our roadways. It's socially acceptable. But it's time that the legislature sends a message that this is no longer acceptable behavior on our roads.
It's also sponsored by Republican Representative Jackie Toledo.
This bill establishes a proper balance between safety and law enforcement and our cherished liberties. The goal is safer streets, not greater conflict. As a mother of five, it is important. This is very important to me and to the safety of all of our children on and off the road.
Still, the legislation is drawing some concerns. Some lawmakers wonder if people could still use their phones as a GPS and if law enforcement would be able to tell the difference. Others, like St. Petersburg Democratic Representative Wenge Newton, are on the fence about what this could mean for law enforcement officers who pull people of color over.
It's more about profiling and being having an opportunity to pull people over already. As you know, people of color have had bad incidents when being pulled over. Ultimately, some of them end up dead or shot when they have interaction with law enforcement. No, I'm not blaming law enforcement. I'm just saying, will this create more opportunity for that in essence of profiling, if you will?
But William Smith says, as a Florida trooper for more than 30 years in Miami-Dade, he doesn't look at color when he's making a traffic stop.
And I ride a motor, which makes it a little easier for me to look into cars than it is somebody in a marked unit. I have written several, not a lot, but several under the current law, which requires it as a secondary. It is difficult, but it's a little easier for myself or other motormen. Me personally, it's about what they're doing wrong, not who they are or whether they're white, black, or Hispanic. It's what they're doing wrong. What's endangering the public? That's what I look at.
The measure has two more stops to go before it heads to the House floor. And with the backing of House Speaker Richard Corcoran, it has a better chance of passing in the 2018 legislative session. Meanwhile, its Senate companion has already passed its first committee and will be taken up in another Wednesday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.